Now, we remember and pay tribute to Christy Dignam, the lead singer of Aslan, a firm favourite in the Irish music scene for almost 40 years, who died yesterday at the age of 63 after a long, long struggle with cancer. To reflect on Christy's career, we're joined on the line by a man who knows his music very well, Pat Kelly, who presents the Drive Time Request show on Radio Kerry from 6 to 8 p.m. on Fridays, and then hosts the Saturday Select from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturday. Pat, thank you so much. You're steeped in music and knowledge of music. Christy himself played many times here in Kerry, and when the Christy Hennessy Festival was held here for a number of mm-hmm. years in Tralee, he performed at that and gave great support to it. How would you sum up his contribution to Irish music?
Well, Tracy, first of all, anyway, thank you for the great introduction there. You know, I sometimes pretend to know my music, but anyway, it's a sad day for Irish rock music. I mean, look, we knew this was coming, Tracy. You know, Christy, unwell. I mean, I think he's battled health problems for the last decade, and you know, we would have known. I mean, he's been in palliative care since the start of the year. So may he rest in peace. The passing of an Irish legend, a great Irish rock star. I'd just like to go back a little bit, because this would be my memory of Christy Dignam and Aslan at the very start, and you're going back to the 1987. In 87, and if you think about the time frame, in 1987 U2 released Joshua Tree. They're on the cover of Time magazine, biggest rock band in the world. Every record company in the world sends A&R people into Ireland to discover the next U2. That's what was going on back then. 1988, Feel No Shame, Aslan released their debut album. Hot House Flowers Bring Out People, their debut album. The country is on fire with rock music. And it was a case of who was going to be the next U2. Is it going to be Aslan? Will it be Hot House Flowers? Unfortunately, Aslan at the time, I mean, they were talented, they were brilliant. Feel No Shame, the debut album, came out. But Christy, you know, was dealing with his own demons, you know, and it's well documented. He's heroin problems and the whole lot. So basically, they parted ways. They were on the cusp of something huge, and all of a sudden, Christy was gone from the band, and Hot House Flowers, Aslan recruited a new lead singer. Christy had to go off and deal with his own problems, and it was 1993 before Christy Dignam and Aslan reunited again. The magic came back, but of course, that, like Louis Walsh summed it up yesterday, he said they should have been huge internationally, and it's one thing that was often in my mind down through the years. But Aslan, I mean, the songs, This Is, Crazy World, Don't Stop, She's So Beautiful, Loving Me Lately, all brilliant classic Irish rock songs. They should have been international, but you know, the they were dealing with their own demons, and the break didn't happen for them. But when they got back together in 93, you know, the music world moves on, they were still brilliant. So they were still that great Irish rock band, but the international fame kind of eluded them, really, you know. Loved and built up a great career in Ireland, had a resurgence in the noughties again. They toured Australia, sold out venues there, sold out, you know, many nights over in places like Vicar Street and The Point and all of that. Great career, brilliant band, saw them live in Horns back in the day. But they were around the time, Trasa, of the debut album, as well as being brilliant music, they were living the rock and roll lifestyle as well, you know. And I think there was a little bit too much of that going on, so they missed that chance to be a big international band. They did tour the States at one stage, all right, but I think they were glad to come home because there was too much excess going on there, and that whole rock and roll lifestyle. But you know, Christy's become an Irish legend, you know,
and the music will endure.
The music will go on forever and ever and ever, you know. But it's a fascinating story, because there was a time, like between 1988 and 1993, there was Aslan, with a different lead singer, and you had Conor Goff and Christy Dignam got together as a duo, and it was the Dignam and Goff, and Aim O'Dial, in fact, was the lead singer for those 5 years. He was previously with a band called The Lookalikes, but the old magic came back in 1993, and they just reunited for a one-off gig back then in Finglas and discovered the magic again. So it's a fascinating story, and a sad day for Irish rock music.
Well, thank you for joining us, Pat Kelly. Pat Kelly, broadcaster here with Radio Kerry, reflecting on the career and life of Christy Dignam, a very, very beloved figure in Irish music. And I think this is one of the great singles, and I think it will definitely, for sure, absolutely always endure and will continue to be played. And they've left a great, great musical mark. Christy Dignam has.